Today's daf is Erevin daf Pei Dalet. As we are continue in Kesa Mishtasvin, in the eighth parak in Maseches Erevin, dealing with issues of Erev Tchumen and what's the shear of the food. That was yesterday's discussion. And yesterday also we had the Mishnah getting back to some issues of Erev Chatzeros. Now we have a couple of miscellaneous issues. This parak is a little of both, Erev Tchumen and Erev Chatzeros. So the Mishnah said if you have two populations, there's Anshe Chatzer and Anshe Mirpeset, She Shachachu Velo Irvu, and they did not get together. Remember we mentioned the Lashon of Shachachu. Why Shachachu? They forgot. Unusual Lashon. So the Tosfos Yadav said that's always used when there is one's in the Parsha of remembering and then it was forgotten. And he quotes by the Sahar Mashkim and he quoted by Amalek that there was a remembering and then there was a forgetting. See here too, they remembered to make an Erev amongst themselves, but they just did not remember to make an Erev amongst each other. The bottom floor, the houses that went out onto the Chatzer, and the upper floor, we'll talk a little more exactly about what that means. What does Anshe Merpeset means? For now, we just said it means upper floor. And we mentioned that any place that is more comfortable for one population to use, so that's assigned, that area is assigned to that population on Shabbos in order to make it mutter to use that area. Right? The main areas themselves, they are only on limits to the place that made the Erev. But the middle places, the places that seem to be open to both of them, so if there's one that's more comfortable to use it than the other one, then we assign it. So if there are pillars in the middle, or if there are big piles of dirt in the middle, higher than 10 tefachim, lower than 10 tefachim, that is what we discussed yesterday. And the last point that we mentioned was, what if they're not exactly equal, but they're parallel? We spoke about it. If they both have the power to throw something up, it's higher. They both have the power to lower something in. That's shilshul, right? They both have the power to use it normally. That's called pesach. But what happens if one has the power to throw it up and one has the power to be mishalshul it down? So it's both not the easiest, but they have some power. So that was a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and that's what we're going to continue with today. Rav says in that case they're both usher because they both have a semi-comfortable power. One can lower and one can throw up. So that is why Rav says it's still usher, because you don't know who to relate it to, so it's just off limits. And Shmuel says, no, it's easier to lower than to throw it up. And therefore Shmuel says you give it to the one up top, because the lowering is easier. Just I ran through one nafkamina just outside. I wanted to quote it inside. The Samachron and bring up what happens if you have something like a clothesline that's hanging outside and there's clothing on the line. Is one allowed to take that in a place where an Erev Chatzeros was not made? So he mentioned the Ritva. And Rashi even says it on one line here also that all of this discussion is where there is a surface area of Dalet al Dalet. If there's not Dalet al Dalet, then it's not a Rishus at all. It's a Makom Ptur. And therefore, it's for sure mutter for everybody, because there's no iser to put something or take something off a makom ptur. Like we mentioned months ago, if somebody's walking in the street and they realize they have something in their pocket, the best thing to do is to not to stop walking and to put it on a makom ptur, like a fire hydrant, like some area which is not dalet al dalet across sadis o rishus. And therefore, putting it there would be okay. You would only have the Akira, the original Akira, but you wouldn't have the Hanacha. So that is the Ritvas Ha'ara here. So what about the clothesline? So Samachronim said it's Mutter, as long as we noted that the clothing wasn't Muksa when Shabbos started. That was just the one Ha'ara that we made. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Shin Ches, which is the Siman about Muksa, Sifkat and Sama Gimel, that the gamayri should is yabish ksas bi bod yom. The maya tofeach amanas la hatfiach be bein hashvashos. If the clothes are dripping, soaking wet at bein hashvashos, asalot talta lachol lekala Shabbos. Something is dripping, soaking wet is basically muksa, because you're not allowed to squeeze out a baguette on Shabbos. So you know that becomes muksa. The bigud is katsoy bein hashvashos. If you think if it's muksa bein hashvashos, it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. We did mention though from Rav Moshe and others that if it's a situation that you know is going to be dry on Shabbos, and you have plans to wear it on Shabbos morning, you know it's wet now, let's say you took it out of the dryer, out of the washer 2 minutes before Shabbos, and you put it on a clothesline. So, Rav Moshe says, that's not muksa, because you have das there that is going to become dry on Shabbos. That's not migudis katsoy. Migudis katsoy means it's muksa now, and I have no plans. But if you have plans that is going to be muchan on Shabbos, the reason for the muksa is going to fall away, so then you wouldn't say it's muksa, and you would not say the principle of migu de iskat zayin. It's an important ha'ara relating to the issues of wet clothing. Remember, that deals with wet clothing on Erev Shabbos. What about wet clothing on Shabbos? We said there's a whole special area of halacha. If somebody's clothing gets soaking wet on Shabbos, when they're walking and they get caught in the rain, there is an issur d'rabbanan that we discussed back in Masechta Shabbos of hanging one's soaking wet clothing in the area where one normally hangs their freshly laundered garments. If my jacket gets soaked and I put it on the doorknob of the room, there's no problem there. But the issur d'rabbanan is where I hang it in the laundry room. My shirt gets soaked and I hang it in the laundry room. And shirts, many people do their shirts in the laundry. So that is the issur d'rabbanan on Shabbos. One has to be careful not to hang up wet clothes, soaking wet clothes. If they're just wet, there's no problem either. It has to be clearly nikar that it's soaking wet from the outside. Hanging that up in a place where I usually hang up my freshly laundered garments. So that is an issur d'rabbanan of Maris Ayin, of thinking that one did their wash on Shabbos. We also mentioned that the heter of anything that's usually dry cleaned. Shavir Shabbos, they quote from Shlomo Zalman, that if you're normally dry cleaned, an overcoat, suit, right, those aren't washed at home. So that also might not have been included in the Gzeira originally, because everybody knows that those are not washed at home. Okay, that was just a Hosafa from yesterday. Now we continue back with our Gemara. So we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. When you have lezeh bezrika u lezeh beshilshul. So let us see what the Gemara says about these issues. Four lines from the bottom. Tznan, anshe chatzer va'anshe mirpeses, sheshachuv lo irvu, our Mishnah. Right, you have the people of the chatzer that open up onto the yard. You have the people of the mirpeses, sheshachuv lo irvu, they did not make an air between them. Kol shagavo asar tvachim l'mirpeses. The Mishnah said that anything that's above 10 tvachim belongs to the mirpeses. Pachos mikam l'chatzer, less than that belongs to the chatzer. So kos al kadaitach, the havamini here is, my mirpeses, b'nei aliyah. There are two types of populations that we can be talking about when we say mirpeset. Mirpeset, as we mentioned, remember earlier, a mirpeset can be very close to the ground. It can be within 10 tefachim of the ground. A mirpeset could be people who open up directly onto that porch. But also, there could be what the Gemara calls b'nei aliyah, people who live on the second floor. The second floor is not within 10 tefachim of the ground. Right, that means the first floor is not high enough. So the B'nai Aliyah would be, there is a porch, but then there is a ladder. There are steps going from the porch up to the second floor. And that is above 10 tefachim. That's the B'nai Aliyah. So what are we talking about in our Mishnah? So the Havamina is that we're talking about not people who live on the Merpeset, meaning such a short, such a low second floor. We're talking about a normal apartment. Normal apartment is, even if the porch is within 10 tefachim of the ground, but the quarters, the place of residence, is even higher. So it's even above 10 tefachim. Umay karole mirpeset, and why does the Mishnah call it mirpeset? Because salki mirpeses, because the way that they get down is into the porch, into the mirpeset. So what are we dealing with here? We have people who live on the ground floor, and then we have a porch that's within 10 tefachim of the ground, and then we have a way, a ladder or stairs to go from the porch up to the second floor, what's called the B'nai Aliyah. That's how we understand the Mishnah. So if that's true, really, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that if you have a pillar that's above 10 tefachim, so then it belongs to the upper people. Who are we saying the upper people are now? B'nai Aliyah, people who are above 10 tefachim. So they, in order to use this, would have to lower to be Mishalshel. It's not so easy for them. So the people in B'nai HaChatzer would have to be Zorek. The people in the upper would have to be Mishalshel. And what does the Mishnah say? You give it to the people on the upper. Meaning you choose which one is Mishalshel versus Rika. Raya to Shmuel, Kasha to Rav. So the Gemara says, Alma, kol lezeh b'shilshul, lezeh b'zrika, noso lezeh b'shilshul. Question mark. So it's a kasha on Rav. How could Rav say that if you have the choice of one lowering and one throwing up, it's usur, because they both have elements of hana'ah. You see here from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no. Kidama Rafuna, Lothar Adarmer Paset, right, our understanding is mistaken. We're not talking about the Bnei Aliyah, we're talking about people who live on the Merpeset, right, a very low second floor. Just like Rafuna says that elsewhere, Hachanami here too would apply his case. Lothar Adarmer Paset, it's a very low second floor. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's true, what about the next line of the Mishnah? We're talking about a very low second floor. So, Ebeseifa, Pachos become the Chatzer. If it's less than 10 Tfachim, the pillar, then it belongs to the Chatzer. But what do you mean? The Bnei Merpesach we just said is also pretty low. La'mayla Zebe Pesach, La'zebe Pesachu. So then it would be open to both. Pesach means it's easy Hana'a for both of them. So why would, if it's less than 10 Tfachim, it only belong to the Chatzer? Even the Achimir Pesach are lower, are within 10 Tfachim of the Bnei Chatzer. So the Gemara says you're right. My lechatzer, af lechatzer. When the Mishnah says it belongs to the chatzer, it means really to both of them, and therefore, b'shneim asurin. And they're both asur in that case, if, because they didn't make an eruv, and it is a joint area of usage. So, that's what the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah means. First, it means that we're talking about the b'nei merpeset. We're not talking about a real second floor. Right, which we would have said because that's the normal way that people build apartments. No, we're talking about a very low second floor. And that is why if it's above 10 tfachim, it only belongs to them. And it's not a machlokas between Zrika versus Shilshul. Right, it's not. It's both even. They both Pesach, but it's just easier for them, to the people who live in the Merpesach. What about the next line of Chatzir? So that, we say, really means both, and therefore it's off limits. Hachanami Mistavra, and this also makes sense that when it says Lachatzir, it means Af Lachatzir. Why? Midiktani Seifa? Because the next part of the Mishnah says, Bamed Dvarma Murim, when do we say that we give it to the people in the upper area, Bismucha, where the pillar is somewhere within four tfachim of the porch, Avol B'mufleges, but if it's far away, if this pillar is in the middle, if this stand is in the middle of the yard, nowhere near the porch, if you look at all you tfachim b'chatzer. So even if it's high up, it's not going to the Bnei Aliyah, or the Bnei Merpeset, because they can't reach it. It's going to the chatzer. So what does that mean? My lechatzer. What does that mean, lechatzer? I lema lechatzer vishari. Doesn't mean it's to the bnei chatzer below and it's mutter. Why should that work? Am I reshusa the shavayahu? It's hard for both of them. It's what we would call lizrika for both of them. It's above ten tfachim. So ela my lechatzer. What must lechatzer mean there? Af lechatzer v'shneim asurin. When it says, when it's far away from the porch, it must mean af lechatzer, and therefore it's asur to both. So achanami, also in the earlier line of the Mishnah, my lechatzer, af lechatzer, shneim asurin shmamina. So when it says lechatzer in the Mishnah, it means it's off limits. Doesn't mean everything's wonderful. It means it's off limits, and nobody is allowed to use that area, because it is a separate rishus. It's not a makom ptur, as we said. It's a separate rishus, and joint, two different groups of people have rights in that rishus, and they didn't make an eruv amongst each other. So that's all ingredients for an issur d'rabbanan on Shabbos. Even though maybe rishus yachid, rishus yachid, but it is a semi-public rishus yachid. So that's why it is off limits. So both, and it says lechatzer, in both cases it means shneim asurim. When it says af lechatzer, when it's within 10 tfachim, it's shneim asurim. And even when it's above 10 tfachim, away from the porch, that's also shneim asurim. Right? Two different cases. The only case that works is if it's above 10 tfachim, close to the porch. That's the only place that works. Good. Period. We continue. Tanan. A similar case in the Mishnah. Chulyas habor vahasela. The other case, when we weren't talking about a pillar, but we were talking about a ditch. A ditch that had a pile of dirt around it to add to the rim to make the ditch taller. The ditch itself was not 10 tfachim high, but along with the dirt that's surrounding it, it began to become 10 tfachim. So tanan chuldias habar vahasela. Shehein gavo in asara. If they're above 10, lumer peset. Pachos become lechatzer. Less than that is lechatzer. So that's the Mishnah that we said. So pashtus. Right now we know the answer already. But Pasha that says, Lachatzer. So why, if it is above 10 Tvachim, does it go to their Merpeset? Isn't this a case, the Havamina, that the Merpeset means B'nai Aliyah, like we said earlier? and therefore it's a case of Shulshul versus Zrika. So Rav says, no, Amar Rav Huna, Lozon Adar Mirmer Pesed. That's what Rav Huna said. That we said earlier, just like Rav Huna said elsewhere, here's the elsewhere. Just like Rav Huna says, to explain this line of the Mishnah, it's people who do not have a very high second floor, people who live off the Merpeset. So that's what this case is talking about also, that when it's above 10, it goes to the Merpeset, not if they are B'nai Aliyah. Good. So the Gemara says one more line, and then there's what to talk about. Says the Gemara, Tenach Sela. Fine, this all works by a rock. The rock, which is the same type of case as the pillar. Bor Ma'ikalamemar. But what about Bor? Look at Rashi. Ela Bor Shememalin Hemenu Tashmishto Beshilshulhu. But Bor, if it's within 10 tefachim, doesn't that mean that both of them have tash, they use it by lowering? Afilu l'bnei merpeset. If they merpeset, sha'arei mikarka iso dolin. Because don't you use it from the floor of the bar? Vishmamina, ho'el v'l'bnei chatzer tashmisho bezrika. And what do you see from this line? That since the people who are in the chatzer have to throw it up above the rim in order for them to you get it into the pit. Shein yichol lamalos elavkeid zarkin, dali lamala menachulya, yavino le b'nei merpeset. You give it to the b'nei merpeset who only have to go down. So is it the bar case, araya, like Shmuel against Rav? Because it's a case of shulshul and zrika, and you assign it to the b'nei merpeset. Isn't that araya? The Ritva here notes, you know, I don't understand, something just switched now. Up until now, we've been talking about the surface area on top of the bar, on the edge of the bar, or on the top of the pillar. And all of a sudden, the Mishnah here, the Gemara here, is switching to talking about inside the bar. What happened? We're not talking about inside the bar. That's not the height of Ten Tzachim. We're talking about on the edge of the bar. So what exactly is meant here? V'ikala meidak tuva. May makshinu nachem mikar ki iso shabar. Shu amok asar l'bnei merpeset. We're talking about the edge. So v'tirtzu, says the Ritva, t'stam chulias habar, he says, unless you take away what I said before, that I said it has to be a surface area of four tefachim, and the edge, a pillar might be four tefachim wide, but the edge of a pit? Very unusual to have that four tefachim wide of dirt, number one. Or, even if it is four tefachim, chulya, kiva de chulya tfeila labar, the ikr tashmisho shel bar, eino elo lemilui, lachashiv tashmish laduno kapesach le'elu le'elu. So, it gives one or two reasons why we have just switched. Up until now, we've been talking about the edge of the rim on top, and now we're talking about down below. But either way, the kasha is, isn't this a riot to Shmuel? Because you have the bar, the people up in the merpeset just lower whatever they need, the people on the outside of the bar, right, it's 10 tefachim high, have to throw up, and then it goes down into the bar. Isn't this a case of Zrika versus Shulshul? And what does the Mishnah say? That you give it to the b'nei merpeset? So Amar Rav Yisrael, Brei Rav Yehuda, no. Hacha bebar malaya mayim askinan. The bar is full of water. So you don't have to throw it up and then have it lower down. It's malaya mayim. So it's like a Pesach l'b'nei merpeset. That's why they don't have to lower it at all. We said Shulshul versus Rika is the machlokas. Here is what we call Pesach, which means easy hana'a for the b'nei merpeset. It's full of water. You can just use it to float on. And therefore, it's not a problem. I the ha chasera. But doesn't it get less over Shabbos as you use it? Right? Water goes out. If you even use it on top, the ha chasera. Kiva de kimal yesharya, ki chasera nami sharya. Since it's mutter when it's full, it remains mutter. Says the Gemara, just the opposite. Adaraba, kiva de ki chasera asira, kimal yanami asira. When it loses, it becomes asur, so it should be asur even now. Asks the Ritva again, what was the Havamin, what was the Maskana? Just the opposite. So the Ritva says, Mistavrili dahachi palgina. This is what the Gemara just said. The Havamina was kiva de hutra hutra. Once you say something is mutter when Shabbos starts, as we have said in the past in a number of cases, then you say it's mutter. Kiva de chilo chasra bebein hashmasas sharya lebnei merpeses, ki chasra nami sharya diamrina de Shabbos kiva de hutra hutra. That's it. And even, he adds, those who argue regarding mechitzos. Remember we had the discussion? What happens if your lechi or korah comes down on Shabbos? Do you say, oh, when Shabbos started, it was okay? even according to the opinions that argue over there, here they would agree mutter. Kiva de hutra hutra. Because after all, what's lacking here? Just the level of the water? The walls are all there. It's just a question of assigning. So you can say, once we assigned it, we assigned it. So that's the Havamina. Then the Gemara just the opposite, an about face. No! You don't say kuvi de hutra hutra. You say adaraba. Maybe the opposite, even according to opinions who earlier agreed to kiva de hutra hutra. Here it's worse. Why? Because you could already foreshadow and forecast that it's going to get lower. It's not like, oh my goodness, what happened? The lechi fell down. No, it's that shani hacha, da hacha, di avida da chasera, ulachi nahachi nami kaima. The kivet shekain me'ata, chashvina like a mechuser, so you consider a mechuser already now, rishushneim, sholetas po vasra adadi. Like we had earlier when we spoke about Asherah, right? Sometimes the future destiny of an item impacts the present status. So here too, if I know it's going to be lowered and chaser, so that I have to shoot just chaser now. So those are the two back and forth in the Gemara. Maybe it's automatically, according to everybody, kiva de hutra hutra. Maybe automatically it's not kiva de hutra hutra. So, interesting, because even before that, so the Chashuk Yechemet discusses, what about other cases like we had earlier regarding structures, but you know it's going to be taken down? He has a case, Rahman al-Aslam, we've heard about our share of wild weather. So he talks about what happens if you put up a lechi or a korah when Shabbos starts, but you know this terrible weather forecast, there's a hurricane forecast, and you know it's going to be thrown down. Avida de chasera. You know it's going to be thrown down. It's not going to last. So are you allowed to rely on it even before it goes down? What did the Gemara say here? The Gemara said, well, keep it the hutra hutra, but then the Gemara seems to say, according to the Ritva, but once, if you know on Shabbos that it's going to be taken down, can you rely on it even beforehand? I don't know, let's say somebody's in a situation where a Chmon al-Islan, they know they're enemies of the Erev. And they know that on Shabbos, somehow, you know, I don't know, there'll be terrible Chilul Shabbos, and somebody will take down the Erev. Are you allowed to rely on it even beforehand? Or can you assume, okay, Cheskas Kashrus, Del Duchuva, might not be the same exact case in terms of the weather. But that's his Shaila. Ma dino l'gabi mavui shehuter b'lechi v'kora u'baru l'kulam shemiyah l'achar kamadakot shebekniz nechneset shabbat ye'akru halachayayim v'kora ade sufat hurricane shetchila ba'ir. It already started. It's not just ve'im nomar shadayin mutu l'taltel. So do you say that? So the Ramaz Lashon in Shulchan Aruch, when they talk about lechis or koras, where the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Samachay, Mavi shenitlu karos av alachai b'Shabbos, a Mavi that lost its lechis or koros, afal pi shehuta lemiksa Shabbos, aser mikad ve'elach, velo amrinat kad hol v'hutra hutra. The Shulchan Aruch does not paskin hol v'hutra hutra when it comes to the lechi and the kora being removed. And the Ramah adds, v'kol zeh shahayaroi lamod kol ha-Shabbos. When do you say, though, that you could at least use it till then, if it was Roy Lamod? Avalim haya omed listar me erev Shabbos, asur la'achar shenistar. When do you say this? If you could have forecast it, and if you knew it was going to be ruined, so that it's asur once it gets ruined. Meaning, that's when you don't say, kiva de hutra hutra. But what does it sound like for the Ramah? That until that point, though, it's okay. Until it falls down. Mavur midivrei haramah, says Rav Silberstein, shekal o shalechi v'akorah kayamim mutilataltel v'chorah hua debidyanenu, as long as beforehand. The problem is, what about our ritva? What about our ritva? He quotes our ritva in Erevin, that what, if you know it's avidi dechasera, so then maybe even beforehand it's not going to be good, right? You don't assign the water to someone. So he goes back and forth in this situation. He talks about what happens if you know the non-Jewish neighbors are against you, they're going to try to take it down, right? How does that compare to a weather forecast? Is it more vadai? Is it more suffing? Either way, that's the case that he deals with. Good. Let's continue. So said the Gemara. So we're still stuck. What is the case of bar? Right, we're back to the question on Rav, right, to Shmuel. If we're talking about a tall one, and the people in the chatzar have to throw up to go use the bottom of the bar, the people on top just go down. Zeb is rik of a zeb is shilshul. So, Zakasha on Rav, and a riot to Shmuel. So Gemara says, El Arabaya, no. We're trying, again, the answer we're trying to do is to try to get it, not shilshul versus rika, but Pesach versus rika. Once we get Pesach, meaning we make it easy for the upper people to use it, so then there's nothing to talk about. Then, of course, that's not what Rav was talking about. So, next try. Ella Amar Abaya Hacha Bibar Malaya Perus Askinan. It's full of fruit. It's not full of water, it's full of fruit. I have a Hachasri. People use the fruit on Shabbos. Bitivla. We're talking about Tevel fruit. That's Aser Bahana'a. If it's Tevel fruit, so therefore, that's why it is called Pesach on top. And it is not called Shulshul, and therefore it is not a Raya to Shmuel, it's not a Kasha on Rav. Good, a couple of points to discuss here. Number one, if there is a problem in the Ramah. When the Ramah quotes this case in Shinayin Beis, he does not quote this last detail, Maskana, of the Gemara. The Ramah quotes, when we have a case of Chritz Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, Amok Asar V'Rachav Arba, you have a big ditch in between two yards, Ein Yecholon La'arev Yachad, Afilu Malei Tevin V'Kash, Kol Zman Shelo Bitzlo, V'Imhaya Malei Afar, V'Tsroros, if it's full of dirt, then wonderful, because that's not called a ditch anymore. Ramah, V'Yesh Omrim, D'Imila Peros, Stama Bitlola, D'Darka La'asos Sham Otsar. That's the Ramah. Ask the Vilna Gaon right here. Ask the Magen Avraham right here. He left out the detail of Tevel. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. It's got to be usher fruit. Can't be any fruit. Or else you're going to partake of that on Shabbos. Tzarachin. Tzarachin on the Ramah. Why the Ramah doesn't think that it has to be Tevel. Number one. Number two, another Ha'ara of the Ritva. We learned back in Masechta Shabbos, is Tevel really, really Muksa? It's usher Bahana'a. But we mentioned then that Tevel does not create a bitul kli mehechano. It doesn't create, it's not really full-fledged muksa, and if you put it on something that's now ruined the item and made it muksa, why? Because if you remember, we said, let's say you violated the issa d'rabbanan of being mafresh shumas and maestros on Shabbos. It works. Misukan. You're not allowed to do that, but it's misukan. So, the Gemara said, if you remember in the fourth parak, third parak, Tevel Muchan Hu Eitzel Shabbos, Shem Avar V'Tikno, right, Musukan. So therefore, the Ritva says, what do you do with our Gemara? It must be, though, that this is still enough to create a hefsik and a raising of the floor. There's two different cases. There's regular, real, full-fledged Muksa, says the Ritva. That's what's spoken about in Masechta Shabbos, and you're right, Tevel is a lower level. Because there's a way to get out of the Tevel, making it muksa. But our Gemara is not talking about that. Our Gemara is just talking, is it considered a filling up of the pit? So even if you would violate it, you're right, but normally we don't have to assume that. We don't have to foresee that. And therefore, it's enough to be considered a milui of the pit. So that's an important ha'ara of being mechalik between the two different contexts in the Gemara. Says the... That is the ha'ara of the Ritva. The avagav shavara v'tikno misukan b'kamakam lechadchila aser l'saknan hilkach kemalei dainin alei v'kiva dehutra hutra afilo avar v'sikno. That's the Ritva's ha'ara number two. Number three, there is a beautiful discussion. Again, we can spend a whole shiur on this, and that is relating to a Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asvin Daraisa. The Asvin Daraisa, we've touched on this before, but we never went through any of the sources. I'd like to just go through maybe one or two of them. The Asvin Daraisa in Klal Beis has two questions, and each one he deals with separately. Number one, he's asked the question. We know there's something called Tevel, as our Gemara says. When we're mafrish from Tevel, now what's created? Truma and Chulin. The Truma is muted to the Kohen, and the Chulin is muted to everybody. Truma, though, is still usher to a czar. In Lumdis, how do we look at that Truma? Is that a Isser Mechudash? First, it was the Isser of Tevel. And then, now, all of a sudden, there's a Hefter that kicks in, but a new Isser that's Chal, that only applies to Zarim, that's the Isser of Truma. Is that how we should look at it? Or, you know, if you really think about it, Truma and Tevel are both Misa B'dei Shamayim. So maybe Truma is really just the Isser Tevel that was not matured to a czar. And the Chiddush of the Torah is that Tevel is Usser. When you do Hafrasha, Tevel is still Usser to most people out there. You didn't do anything. But there's a Hefter that is mutter to a Kohen. So how should we look at the Isser of Truma? Is it a new Isser that's Chal? Or is it the same old Isser of Tevel and Haraya that it is the same same Misa. So he says, he brings a couple of raisi things. He thinks it could be the Isser of Truma, that the Isser of Tevel that lasts, but he quotes two very interesting sources. Number one, Yerushalmi. He quotes the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi seems to say it's Beferish HaMachlokas. This issue is a Beferish HaMachlokas. Says the Gemara, Dizar, I'll read you the Lashon, Hare Tevel, Ad Shelo Niskan, Aser Laze Ulaze. Misha Niskan, Aser Lazar, Mumutu Lakoanim. What does that Lashon sound like? Yerushalmi and Masech HaShabbos. Before it's Hofrash, it's Aser for everybody. Once it's Hofrash, Aser Lazar, Mumutu Lakoanim. Sounds like it's the same Isser that's continuing. That's the first opinion. Omar Lay says the Gemara back. Shanyahi. No, that's different. The Gemara's trying to compare it to Avoda. That's different. Dichsiv v'cholzar lo yochal kodesh. There is different because there's an Isser of a Zar eating truma. What does that sound like? Really, it's mutter mutter. But there's a new din that a Zar can't eat truma. Hari mefurish shesvarazos al pluktas Rabbi Chanina ben bar kapara to Rabbi Chizda iser Rabbi Chanina iser tevel bimkoma omed b'truma. Well, the bar kapara iser atevel chalaf halachlo v'iser atruma lizar iser chadashu. So that's a machlokas on a run. One other context which might be more familiar, and that is a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim. The halacha is, if you remember from Maseches Nedarim on Daf Yud Beis, the halacha is, if I want to make something usher, a piece of meat that's kosher, I want to make it usher to me. So the halacha is, I have to be matfis bedavar hanadur, and not bedavar ha-usher. What does that mean? It means, if I wanted to make this piece of challah treif to me, a neder, I can say, oh, this is treif to me, like the pig over there is treif to me. If I say that, it's meaningless. Because there's no comparison between the pig, which Hashem made usher, and this piece of bread, which I'm making usher. The only way that I can make this bread usser by comparing it to something else is if I'm modifying this with something else that a human made usser. If I say this is usser like that carbon is usser. So that is, now the bread is usser. Because the carbon was called, is called a davar hanadur, not a davar ha-usser. That's the rule. So the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim on Daf Yud Beis says, what happens if I compare something, this should be usser to me like truma is usser to me. Is truma a davar hanadur or a davar ha'asur? Who made this asur? This is an amazing nafkamina. So the Gemara says it's mutter. The Gemara says it's called a davar ha'asur. Why is it called a davar ha'asur? Asks the Rosh right there in the Darim. The afagav the mitzar al yedei piv. Even though I made the truma asur because I did the hafrasha, lo havi davar hanadur. Not a davar hanadur. Why? The ha meikara nami hu asar mishum tevel. Upiv lo asar elahitir. Shehotzi ashirayim ide tevel. You didn't do anything to make it asar. It's always been asar. All you did was add on a heter to the kohanim. Unbelievable. It's mefurish. The Rosh is saying that the Isser of Truma is the same Isser of Tevel. That's always been. And that's why it's called a Davar HaAsur and not a Davar HaNadur. Tosfos there asks the same question. Gives a little different answer. He says, V'im Tomar, V'hale Kedushas HaTruma Chala Ayidei Dibur V'Afrasha. The Kedusha of Truma is by you. Rabbi Yosef Engel is medayig beautifully in this Tosfos. Tosfos says, what do you mean the Kedusha of Truma is you? You created it. And he answers, yeah, but the Isser of Truma you had nothing to do with. The Yesh Lomar Mikol Makom Ein Ha Isser Shebet Truma Ba Al Yidei Hafrasha Shari Kodem Lachinami Haya Asser Mishum Tevel Da Hafrasha Truma Ein Akiyim Lahatir. See, basically it seems to say the similar idea as the Rosh, but Tosfos adds another element. His question is, what do you mean? The Kedusha, you made a Kedusha. The answer is, yeah, but the Isser has been here all along. What do you see from this, as of Yosef Engel? There's something called the Isser of Truma, and there's something called the Kedusha's Truma. Because one might say, well, there are different halachas between Truma and Tevel. Right? If Yisrael eats Truma b'shogeg, he has to pay a chomesh also. If Yisrael eats Tevel b'shogeg, there's no chomesh. If you do them both b'mezid, it's b'mezid shemayim. But there are differences in halacha. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that doesn't tip us off that this is a new Isser. The Isser might be the same old Isser, Truma and Tevel. But the point is that I added Kedusha when I did the Hafrasha. Wow. Great Tosfos in Nedarim on Daf Yud Beis. And again, Rabbi Yosef Engel continues. But that is all question one of his. Question one is, when you make Truma, is it the same Isser Tevel or not? The other point to mention, we're talking about Tevel here, that's why it's important to talk about. The other, second half of the Tshuva, the Maimar, is what we have spoken about in the past, and that is, okay, we have the Isser of Tevel, before Truma. Why is Tevel Usser? Is Tevel Usser because it's a unique, separate, independent Isser, or is Tevel Usser because of the Truma Shebo? And therefore, in theory, it's not as usher to Kohanim as it would be to Yisraelim. That's his second question. And you find sometimes, even if you want to say that it's because of the Truma Shebo, you still might say it's usher to the Kohanim. Sometimes you find items that are mutter later on, but they're only mutter after you do something. Now, what about parts of a karban that are only mutter after Zrikas Adam? It's mutter to the Kohanim afterwards. But they can't eat it till after Zrikas Adam. But it's still going to be mutter for them. So do Truma, he says. It could be that Tevel is only Usser Mishum Truma Shebo, but the Kohen can't eat it until the Hafrasha is done. It could be one of the Nafkamidas between that, so he goes through it. Again, this is another classic Rabbi Yosef Engel. He thinks the second question is about Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Pei Vav, where Rashi seems to say that Tevel is Usser because of the Truma Shebo. And Tosfos jumps on him and says, why can't Kohanim eat it then? Okay, and the answer is no. It could be, even if it's also because of Truma Shebo, it still might not be mutter to the Kohanim until you do that action. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here about Tevel, but we'll leave it at that. Let's continue. So, what the Gemara say? So the case we answered for Rav is that the pit is full of fruit, and therefore the people full of Tevel fruit, and therefore the people up top are using it easily. What we called Tam Shmisha BePesach. Right, and therefore, it's not related to the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, which is Zrika versus Sholshol, because this case is Zrika versus Pesach. And therefore, even Rav would agree. Says the Gemara, Dekanami, and I'll prove it to you that this must be the case in the Mishnah, Diktani, Dumya, the Sela, Shmamina, because it's similar to the Sela. And the Sela, meaning, just like a Sela is not Chaser over time, so too, we must be talking about a pit that's not Chaser over time. And that is why it is Mutter. 2 points. Number one, the Me'iri. The Me'iri here says, what if you have a water, it's full of water, but it is a water source? It's like a well, or a river. The way that empties in. So there, do you say kiva de chasra chasra? So the Meiri quotes a daya that says, well, there, of course, is mutter. Because you're not worried about the water going down. But the Meiri himself says, he quotes that from the Chachmei Hador. Chachmei Hador quotes on the bottom from some Rishonim that mayim novim is not a problem because ain kan chisaron. And the Meiri says, no, I'm sorry. I think it still is a problem. Because even if it's a natural water source, the level goes down. Level goes down over time, then it might refill itself. But the level goes down, says, Ve'eni modebekach, sha'av ha'novim mischasrim heim barov delia. V'yav ha'bishenim mischasrim mikol v'chol, mikol makom krovim heim lehischaser, lema'et shi'urim migova asara. And for 2 days in the Meiri likes the second one in terms of whether a water source there would make a difference. Let's just do a little more and then make another comment. But now that we have explained, says the Gemara, that bor is filled up. So lamali lemisti bor, lamali lemisti sela. It's the same exact case now between bor and sela. We used to think bor was a chiddush because one was up and one was down. But now basically the case of bor is filled up to the top. So it's the same thing as sela. So what's the chiddush? So tsricha, the yesh midan sela. If you only had the case of sela, I would have thought the lekel migzar. There's no reason to make a gzera there. Av a bor, ligzar zibnin debal yaperes misukadin. Tsricha, you would have thought you have to make a gzera that maybe you'll put in fruit there that are not tevel. Kamashalom, we don't make such a gzera. Again, it's different. That Ramah, again, is difficult. That does not quote the yukimta of tevel. It seems to be taking it very seriously. There is an important trumas hadeshen at a left field. That says, you know what you see from our Gemara? What is our Gemara? The B'nai Mirpeset are allowed to use on top of these Tevel fruit. You know what you see from this Gemara? There's no problem using Muksa on Shabbos. The Isser of Muksa on Shabbos is only moving Muksa. Using Muksa or touching Muksa is not a problem. You know what you know that from? Erevin pei dalid. The Ashim Pesas are using on top of this tevel fruit. That's his raya. He says, where's my Trumas Hadeshen? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, Simon Samach Zayin. His case is, you have a bag of money in a drawer, and you want to put stuff on top of that bag of money. You're allowed to do that. So, is it mutter? He says, Yira Deshari. I think it's mutter. Where, what's his raya? You know, you would think that you can look in one of the 157 blot of Mesechah Shabbos to find the raya. No. Hachi muchach beperek kesem mishtafin, ervin pei dalid. He quotes our case of the fruit going up to the top, and he says, afilu achi shari lebenemer pesas lishtami shal gabi aperis, shebesoch habor, kitemuchach hasam. And he says, that's what I also saw one of the Gedolim mention. One of, what's the case? They used to have, it seems, that going up to the Aron Kodesh in Shul, they have these stationary menoros. These menoros that even were lit. Right, so the tradition says you're allowed to grab on to help you get up the stairs. You're allowed to grab on to one of those stationary menorahs in order to get up there. Aye, it's muksa. Aye, there's fire burning on top. The answer is okay. You're not moving it, you're just using it. And therefore, you're allowed to use muksa. V'yavagavshu tashmish muksa ein aser ligava muksa rak shalo yataltel. You can't move it. And he says, according to this, though, I have a problem. Because the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi in Beitza says, I think we might have mentioned this in Besekha Shabbos, that you're not allowed to put a bowl over it. Let's say one, there's an egg on the floor. Beitza, that's awesome. Beitza shenol debiyantif. Right? You're not allowed to put an egg over it. I'm sorry. You're allowed to put an egg over it so it doesn't break, but you have to make sure that you don't touch the egg. So why? Is that purely because you're worried that it might move? That's the simple understanding. You could have said that. But the Trumas Hadeshen says, I don't think that's the issue. I don't think that's the issue of touching. So, I don't know why the Yerushalmi says that. Unless, and this is the chiluk that's quoted by Poskim, unless you say there's a difference. You're allowed to touch muksa for your own benefit. You're not allowed to touch muksa for the muksa's benefit. That's a chiluk. If I need to tie my shoe, am I allowed to lean against if you lean against a car, am I move it? If you lean against it a little bit. But if you lean against a truck, you're allowed to lean against a truck to tie your shoe? The answer is yes. You're not moving the truck, and you're touching it for your purpose, so it's mutter. But in the case of the egg, you're covering it l'shem davar hamuksa. So that yeah can't do. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, just like Bali Tosfos in a few places, which we've had, are mechalik between tiltul min hatsad, l'tzarach davar hamuksa, and l'tzarach davar hamutter. Right, you can do tiltul min hatsad for you, but let's say to move the mace, you can't. So to here, I think that chiluk applies as well. And that is what the Ramah quotes. The Ramah quotes the Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Shel Ches, kol muksa eino aser ela betiltulo, avo bedegia ba'alma she'eino menadnido shari. And therefore he quotes the case of the menorah in the Beis HaKnesses, that you're allowed to move it in that case. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, maybe this only, he quotes the second half of the Trumas Hadeshen, which is not in the Ramah, about only l'sarach davar ha-mutter, not l'sarach davar ha-muksa. Wonderful. We continue. Says the Gemara, Tashma. Continuing, Tashma, Anshi Chatzar va'Anshi Aliyah she'shachachov v'lo ervu. Same kind of case. They forgot. Anshi Chatzar mishtamshim ba'asarat tachtonim. Let's say you have a wall with like ledges in between the lower yard and the upper yard. So the Anshi Chatzar could use the lower one within 10 tfachim. V'yashchi Aliyah mishtamshim ba'asarat elyonim. And the upper one could use the 10 tfachim within the upper layer. Fine. Ketzad, ziz yotzei menakos alamata me'asara l'chatzar. L'mala me'asara l'aliyah. Hade b'nei b'nei asar. But what if we're assuming that the wall is more than 20 tefachim high? So what about the area between? Meaning more than 10 tefachim away from both the ground floor and the upper. Sounds like that would be aser. Raya to Rav, Kasha and Shmuel. Because again, there's an area that is hard. It's Shilshul and Zrika. And it says it's aser. So Amar Rav Nachman, no. Hacha b'kosel tisha aser askinan. There is no in between here. We're talking about a kosel that's 19 tefachim high. The ziz yotzei mimenu, and a ziz that goes out from it. Lamata me'asara lezeb pesach lezeb b'shilshul. If it's lower, lamata me'asara lezeb pesach lezeb b'zrika. Meaning there is no case. There is no in-betweens. There is no case that is ra'i for both of them. Good. Tashma. Try the next one. Next case. This is the Mishnah later on. Shtei gezuz tera'os zu lamala mizu. What's the case? The case is above water.
above water. There are apartments above water. There are two porches that are not right on top of each other. They're good sukkah porches. They're not right on top of each other. But the issue is that they want to be able to draw water from underneath their porches. So what do you do? So as we're going to learn later on, one is allowed, you drill a hole in the floor of your porch, and you're allowed to make a hanging mechitza. A hanging mechitza, other, usually hanging mechitzas are no good, but chazal or mako when it comes to a mechitza tluya over water. So you make a hanging mechitza that goes down a couple of tfachim underneath the porch, and that's good enough. It's as if good achiz mechitza goes all the way down to the water. It's considered as if the water is in a reshus hayachid, not in a karmelis. And wonderful, you could bring up the water on Shabbos. The question is, what if only one of the porches made this hanging mechitza? So here we go. The shteges is tro zula malamizu. One is above the other one, but they're not directly. Asula el yona velo asula tachtona. If the hanging mechitza under the porch was only made for the upper one and not the lower one, shteyen asuros achi arvu. They're both asur. Why? What's the question here? The issue here is the upper one is just going to be used to be mishalshel. The lower one is going to have to throw their pail up, get it into the hole in the upper one, and then go down. So the upper one is using it b'shul, so the lower one is using it b'zrika. And what does it say? Asur, meaning raya to rav, kashan shmuel again. Right? Similar case. Whenever you have opposite usages, that's the question. So, two answers. Amar of Adabar Ava, bibon b'nei tachtona derech el yonel amalos. No, Rabbi Rava says, no, the point is it's not going to be bizrika. It's that the lower one are going to come up with a ladder to the upper one and then use the water. So it's both bishilshul. The bottom one is not using it bizrika. So again, it's equal. So it doesn't have to do with the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. It's both bishilshul. Answer one. Abaya Omar, or could go into Kaiman, Betocha Sarala Dadi. Both porches are within 10 tvachim of each other. Tintfachim, and that is why there is usher to both, and they're equal. Look at Rashi on the fifth wide line. The taima dahacha lav mishum tashmish ela mishum kivan dibago asara dahadadi kaimin. Since they are within tintfachim of each other, then you don't look at it as a third reshus, who has power. All the cases that we had, who gets this pillar, who gets this area, that's all where you have two distinct reshuyos. But here, if it's there within 10 tfachim, you don't look at them as two district reshuyos, and therefore it always users. It's always users, and that's not the case, again, that Rav and Shmuel were talking about. Velomi boy kamar. And really, the Mishnah there was saying a chiddush, but saying the chiddush, the lesser chiddush to the bigger chiddush. Lo mi boy asel tachtona v'lo asel yona. Not only if you had made a mechitza for the lower one and not for the upper one. Da asiri, that would for sure be aser. Why? Dekiva dibego yud da dadi kaimin asur na dadi. Since they're within 10, they asur if you'd only made it by the lower one. Elafilu asul el yona v'lo asel tachtona. Even if you only made it for the upper one, and therefore you might have said there's a difference in their usage. Salkadai dechamin. The upper one only has to lower it. The bottom one has to throw it up and lower it. You might think you give it to the upper one. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. If the two reshuyos are within 10 tefachim of each other, you don't look at them as distinct reshuyos. Period. And all of our discussions over the past couple of days about assigning an area to a reshus is only where there are two distinct reshuyos. 10 tefachim from each other. Where else do you see that? As follows. Ki hada amar of Nachman amar Shmuel. Gag asamach l'rishus arabim. If you have a gag, here we go. You have like a porch area, which is the roof of a house, right next to a street. Gag asamach l'rishus arabim. From the gag area, you go up to a merpeset also. So let's say next to the street you have a yard, and then you have a gag. So the yard could go to the gag, and the gag could go up to a merpeset, and that's all right next to the street. Gag asamach l'rishus arabim, tsarach sulam kavua lahatiro. In order to allow this to be used by the b'nei merpeset, you gotta put up a sulam. A sulam between the gag and the people upstairs, so that this is not connected at all to the rishus arabim. Because it's very easy for the Rishus Rambam people. So you need a Gog, which basically is saying, this is my Rishus. I'm being Masalik, the B'nai Rishus Rambam from here. So Sulam Kavua in, Sulam Arai Lo. Only a permanent Sulam, says the Shmuel, but not a temporary. My time, or why would that be? Lav Mishum, wouldn't that be because? Tekivan, the Betoch Asara, the Hadadi Kaimi, since it's all Asar Nahadadi, since this Gog is within 10 Tfachim of the ground, the Chatzer, and within 10 Tfachim of the above Mir Peset, that it Asars. Even if one is more, it's easier, but if it's within 10 Tfachim, you don't make the Chilukim. So isn't that the reason? And the Gemara just ends up by saying no. Maskev L'Rav Papa, Vidilma, maybe the reason here isn't because of the Chatzer versus the B'nai Mir Peset. The problem here is the Rishus HaRabim. Vidilma kisharabim makatsvin olav bekumta vesudra. People from the Rishus HaRabim put their hats, put their scarves on this ledge, so it's like a ledge next to the street, and that's the problem. So this doesn't prove anything about our earlier point. Good. Asks the Shvus Yaakov, how'd they take off their yarmulkes? How'd they take off their yarmulkes? They take off their hats and their scarves. Were they wearing anything underneath? So the Shvus Yaakov discusses this in the context of, he has a case in the 1700s where the governmental official came to the shul, and the shaila was, were they allowed to take off their head coverings in the shul, else covered for the tsar, because that's what was done in those days. So he goes through and says, make her a din at the end of the day, it's mutter. You're not walking, you're sitting, there are heterim. So this is a big discussion. This is one of the Gemaras they quote relating to Kisi Rosh for men. Also the Gemara in Shabbos, right, Tasili, I never walked to Al-Amas without a head covering. So they're important discussions. Just one final source for the day, and that is in the Chushukei Chemet. A riddle. Here's the riddle. When would you ever make a bracha on building a sukkah, according to what we paskin? When would we make a bracha? So we paskin, you don't make a bracha on building a sukkah. When would you ever make a bracha on building a sukkah? See, he says, if you have a gog, that you are putting a sukkah on your gog, and let's say you're putting your sukkah surrounding the entire area of the gog, so the fourth wall that you put up for your sukkah is also a ma'akeh. And therefore, you'd make a bracha on that, you don't make a bracha on the sukkah, you'd make a bracha on the sukkah, asher kadoshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, la'asos ma'akeh, as the Pesachei Tshuva quotes. And that's the case, you'd make a bracha. And that also is a trivia question, when would it be usher to take down a wall of your sukkah even after sukkahs? So here it is. If it's also functioning as a ma'akeh. So that would be a problem. And then he says, what happens in this case? What happens if you build a sukkah on a roof that does not have a ma'akeh? And you don't build it all the way out so it should function as the ma'akeh. Is that a sukkah that you're allowed to use? Because we know the Shulchan Aruch says if you build a sukkah in a dangerous area where you're worried about robbers, so it's not teshuv kein taduru. You're not yotze. So what about here, where you're on a roof without a sukkah? So on the one hand, you might say, it's not a good sukkah, because it's asur, makam sakana. Or you might say, no, the sakana is only getting into the sukkah. Once you're in the sukkah, it's not mesukan anymore. So maybe it would be okay. Either way, this is his discussions right here relating to the Gog HaSamach. Okay, we'll stop here on the last line. Baruch Hashem, we will continue. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Parsha Shir is up. Daf Be'in Shir is up in terms of Mor Halacha B'fnei Rabo. And again, everybody could enjoy. And we thank, again, we got a couple more participants this week. We thank everyone who has participated in our shul campaign, building our Mikdash Ma'ad here in Eretz Yisrael. Anybody who still wants to participate, we still need everyone's help in terms of building it. All of our OU family, nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org. Feel free to participate.